Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. We welcome you to the Mind of Christ Covenant broadcast, thanking and praising God for his grace and mercy, for what the Lord has done, for what he's doing even now, in spite of what we are dealing with in our city and in our country. The Lord God is yet on the throne. He is yet in control. We must begin, if like never before, to cry out to God and ask for God's covering, ask for his guidance, ask for his leading and his direction during these trying times. The Bible declares and lets us know that man failed because man seeks his own wisdom or his own knowledge and not the knowledge or wisdom of God. The Bible lets us know that when we begin to go after things or seek to do things and make decisions on our own, oftentimes our decisions are not what's good in the end. But God has provided a way for us. All we have to do is call on the name of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God. Call on the name of Jesus and ask him to lead and guide. Allow the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to lead and guide, to speak to our hearts and direct us as to what we should do. The word tells us that we should pray. Man should always to pray and not faint. And if we would acknowledge him in all of our ways, he said that he would direct our path. So on tonight, my brother and sister, I want to encourage you. Yes, regardless to what the situation may be, regardless of what it looks like right now, the Lord God that we serve is yet on the throne and he's yet in control. And all we have to do is trust him, continue to have faith in him, to believe in his word and trust his word. Trust that he will do what he says, even if you are not a word person, so to speak, and you don't read the word of God like you should, and you're not really adversed in the word of God, now's a good time to begin to do so. Now's a good time in that free time that you have, as opposed to being on social media and trying to keep up with or even posting so much, having so much input, and as opposed to watching movies and trying to catch up on a lot of good movies or movies you may have missed or people you may have not talked to in a while and calling them. Take the time out to open up the Word of God. And if you do not have a Bible in your home and you have a phone or a tablet or a laptop, computer, this is a good time to download the app, a Bible app, onto your phone, onto your tablet, onto your computer. Download the Bible app and have it there with you to read the Word of God, that you can stay abreast and strengthened during these times. It is the Word of God that we apply to the faith that we have. We apply the Word of God to the faith, and we apply the faith to the Word that God has given to us, and we stand on the promises of God. We stand on the Word of God. We stand on the truth that he has spoken to us and have declared to us, to know that regardless to what comes or goes, that we are his people and we are the sheep of his pasture. Yes, even and in spite of what we're dealing with or what we're faced with, this pandemic in our land, in spite of that, the Bible says to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and unto his courts with praise. My brother, my sister, the Lord was not just talking about the building per se that we go to, the house of worship or the place of worship that we attend, the physical building. But he was saying, enter into the gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Meaning when you arise in the morning And when you begin your day, you're entering into his gates, the gates of a new day, the gates of a new start. You're entering into a new promise, a new opportunity. You're entering into a new day, a new revelation, a new height, a new dip, a new glory. For the Bible says we pass from glory to glory. And so as we pass from glory to glory in the new day, and as we enter into his gates with thanksgiving, he says, into his courts with praise, and into his courts, the courts of the Lord, where the people of God are gathered together, and if not gathered together in a place, they're gathered together in a place, meaning into your heart or in your mind, in your spirit. The Bible says that we are gathered, seeing that we are gathered, we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, these people of God, those believers of God, the saints of God, the heavenly hosts, the Bible says that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. These witnesses are witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify that we have made it through. See, so we're never alone. We're never by ourselves. We have loved ones that even though they're gone to the other side, they are yet with us. Yes, they yet may not be here in body, but they're yet with us in our memories, in spirit. And they visit. The Lord allows the visitation. The Lord allows the visitation of certain individuals, of certain loved ones, to give us to know that all is well. And I want to come to assure you tonight that all is well. Yes, regardless to this disease or this virus that's going on, all is well. And my brother and my sister, I need you. I need you tonight. I need you right now. I need you to focus, to come to grips with reality, to come to grips with reality, and reality is that God is in control. Come on, my brother and my sister, I need you to realize, and I need you to accept and see, to understand and to accept and to know right now that regardless to the circumstance, the God that we serve is yet in control. The God that we serve cannot, it is impossible for him to fail. It is impossible for his word to come back to him void. He said, my word will not return unto me void, but where I send my word, it shall accomplish whereunto I send it. And tonight, my brother and my sister, the word of God is coming to you tonight. Right where you are, it is being sent to you tonight to let you know and for you to declare within your spirit that it is not over. It is not over. It is not over. The Lord God that you serve, the Lord God that we serve is in control. Yes, he's yet in control. And he has you. And if you're his child tonight, he has you in the palm of his hand. And all he wants us to do tonight is to stand firm in our faith. The Bible tells us and decrees and declares to us in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, if you will, that now faith, it is the now faith. Mm-hmm. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. This now faith that he's talking about is present faith. Your faith right now in this present situation, yes. And then tomorrow, your faith in that present situation, your right now faith at that right now time when it is right now needed. That's the faith he's talking about, your right now faith. This right now faith is your substance. That is to hold you. That is your guarantee. That is your assurance, oh my God, today, that the things that you hoped for, the things that you hoped for, the things that you ask God for and you're waiting for God to do and you're waiting to be manifested, those things, this faith is your evidence. This is the proof that is going to be done. Did you hear what I said? I said it is your proof. The faith that you have, it is your proof that what God promised you, what you ask God to do, it is going to be what God said. Your right now faith, that is your proof, that is your evidence, that is the substance, that is the very essence of what you ask God for, that is it right there. That's your proof to let you know it's going to be done. So through faith we understand, verse 2, 3, so through faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? The things that we created, that we see, they were created by a being who we can't see. It said, they were not made by things which we do not appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. The Lord is speaking tonight, and he wants us to have faith. For it is by faith that Enoch was translated, that he did not see death. Verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You got to first believe that God is before you can expect or ask him or believe that he can do anything impossible. It is impossible to please him without faith. You got to have faith tonight, my brother and my sister, and I need for you to encourage yourself in the Lord. Be like David and begin to encourage yourself in the Lord. Some cannot make it to the house of God because of this, what's going on. But we need to understand and we need to know that this very same God that visits with us in the place of worship that we have set aside to go to at a certain address, that same God that meets us in that place, the same Jesus that died on the cross and his blood was shed, that you worship and adore in the building, the same Holy Ghost, the same Holy Spirit of God that comes and moves on us, moves in us, quickens us, encourages in us, lifts us, oh my God, touches our mind and our body and gives us the wisdom of God. The same Holy Ghost that we feel in the building, we can feel him right where you are. Whether in your car, whether in your home, whether in your tent, wherever you may be, the Lord God is able to touch you and you're able to feel the presence. Whether you're on your job right now and your job is one of the jobs that is called to be open. It has to be open and you have to serve and you have to be at work. I want you to know that same God that you felt at church, that you felt in his presence, he's the same God now, and you can yet feel his presence now, right where you are. It's all up to you. It's all according to your faith. Trust God. Ask him, God, I need to feel your touch. Lord, I need to feel your presence just one more time. And I'm trusting and believing, and the Lord God will move on you, and he will bless you. He will give you just what you need when you need it. It is by faith tonight. And I want to encourage you to know that you have to have faith in God. Let your faith be strong tonight in the Lord, knowing that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. Sarah, through faith, conceived at an old age. She conceived at an old age, Sarah, because of her faith in God. She knew that she was barren, and she was at an age that it was past time of childbearing. But when God speaks, and when God speaks, and when God speaks, what he speaks will come to pass. When you have faith in God and trust him and take him at his word, glory to God. It is your faith. Each time you trust him and believe him for what he promises you, and it comes to pass, your faith then is increased. And your faith is increasing. As your faith increases, it moves from belief to faith and from faith to confidence, which is the highest level of faith in God, is to have confidence in him. You are resting and assured that beyond the shadow of a doubt, he is going to do what he said he's going to come through. That's resting in the Lord. When you have confidence in God, that faith, that strong faith of that confidence in God, it's when you're resting in him. Oh, bless his name, because you know that he is going to come through. There is no doubt. There is no question in your mind or in your spirit. There is no fret or there is no anxiety. There is no doubt or wonder in your heart or in your mind or in your spirit, because you know that the God that you serve is able to do it. He's going to come through. So don't worry anymore. Stop worrying about toilet tissue. But don't worry about toilet tissue and water and sanitizer and things of that nature and different foods or whatever. Just pray and ask the Lord to lead and to guide you. And watch the Lord tell you where to go and lead you where to go and at the time to go. He may wake you up early in the morning and say, get up and go for a walk. And have you to get up and go for a walk or go for a drive or go. And as you're going, you'll find a store, some place, or something that you need. You'll find it there in abundance. So trust God on tonight, my brother, my sister. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. And don't be envious against the workers of iniquity. They shall soon be cut down like the grass, and they shall wither as the green herb. And as the word of the Lord goes forth, and as the Lord God speaks, he wants us to understand and to know, glory to God. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Bless your name. That his grace is sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient for us. For it is in our weakness that our faith is increased. It is in our weakness that we are the strongest. Did you hear what I said? It is in our weakness that we are the strongest. Because our faith is then shown up tested. And we've got to show enough proof to not only the adversary, but to ourselves that we will not let go. We've got to let the enemy know, I am not. We've made up in our mind that we've got to let the devil know, I am not letting go of God's unchanging hand. I'm not giving up. I'm not turning around. I'm not letting loose. I'm going to hold on until my change comes. And my change is going to come because the Lord promised me. Hallelujah. The Lord said, change is coming. Bless his name. Change is coming. Just hold on. Just hold on, my brother and my sister. Just hold on, my brother and my sister. Change is coming. Your blessing is on the way. Change is coming. Just hold to your faith and watch God perform it. Watch him manifest his word. Watch him prove his word to you. My brother and my sister, hold on to God's unchanging hand and watch him come through for you. He's never fallen short of his promises, for his word is true. His word is solid. His word is sure. And he's never fallen short of his word. He wants us to trust him like never before. Glory to God. He wants us to trust him like never before. This thing that's taken place in our land and in this country and in other countries today, this pandemic and this disease, this virus that's taking and running loose and destroying and taking lives and killing individuals and taking loved ones and just by the masses and causing disturbances in the homes and disturbances on the jobs and disturbances in our places of worship and disturbances everywhere we go, in the streets and wherever. It's causing an uproar and a disturbance. But the Lord said, just hold on. Change is coming if we can just hold on. Keep your faith in God tonight. Continue to trust him and obey his word. He shall keep you from all harm. Yes, he will. He shall keep you from all harm. And those that have fallen, the soldiers that have fallen by this disease or this virus, we're praying the Lord God to strengthen their bodies and don't allow this thing to take them out. But God would give them the strength and fortify their body. Let the Holy Ghost, let the Spirit of God stand up in them to the point where that demon has to flee their body. And Lord, we thank you for doing it. By faith it is done. We speak it. Woman, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Man, take up your bed and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The name that is above every name. The name that is above every name. Demons tremble at the name of Yeshua. Glory be to God. And we give glory to God tonight for the name of Jesus, for the Son of the living God, and that name that is above every name, the name that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he is Lord. And on tonight, my brother and sister, you lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, he is the King of glory. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Know tonight who your King is. Know tonight who your King is. And he shall come in tonight. He shall come in. And when he comes in, he will bring that joy. When he comes in, he'll bring that peace. When he comes in, he'll bring that hope. When he comes in, he'll bring that salvation. When he comes in, he'll bring everything that you need. For he is a supplier of our needs. And he said he would supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. Psalm 24 said, the earth is the Lord's, is the Lord's. My brother, my sister, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and every one of us that dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Verse 7, 8, and 9 of Psalms 24. Psalms 24, verses 7, 8, and 9. The King of Glory is going to come in. King of Glory is going to come in. The Lord of Hosts is going to come in. But you got to lift your heads up tonight. Verse 10 says, who is this King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts? He is King of Glory. So I come to tell you tonight, the Lord God Almighty, our Lord Jesus Christ, could call a host if he desires to, or send a host of angels to come for us. But we don't need a host. We already have two. We have goodness and mercy following us. David said it, goodness and mercy follows me. So goodness and mercy is following us. And if goodness and mercy is following us, then that's who got our back. Goodness and mercy got our back. Because if you know, in the Bible, in Hebrews lets us know, it tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that we can be able to stand. Put on the whole armor of God, that we can be able to stand, and we can be able to fight and quench the fiery dart. The armor has all the details and the things that we need, the equipment that we need to fight and to stand in this fight. And so we need the whole armor of God tonight. If we don't have the whole armor, we're subject. We're subject to being defeated. We're subject to being killed, wiped out. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then Ephesians 6:13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand, withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. So after you have to have the armor on to be able to stand, because after you go through battle, it is the armor that is going to shield you, protect you, and you're going to come out with some scars and some wounds, some battle wounds. You're going to get wounded in this battle, but you'll be able to stand after you haven't done all to stand. He said, keep on standing. So on tonight, my brother and sister, we need to stand. We got to stand in Christ Jesus, knowing that our faith, he's the one tonight that is the sustainer of life. So we have to have faith in him and continue to trust in him tonight. Let your armor come in effect right now, the armor of God, and let the armor of God go to battle for you. And as you go to battle and to stand and fight in these evil days, let the armor do what it's supposed to do. That she'll protect you, war with you, and fight for you. That you may have, that we may continue to have the victory. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Be encouraged, my brother and my sister, tonight, knowing that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. He is the one tonight, amen, that gives us the victory. He is the one tonight that declared unto us and let us know that we are more than conquerors through him. And if we just continue to have faith in Jesus Christ and to stand firm on the word of God tonight, our faith is going to see us through. Our faith in this word of God tonight is going to see us through. Be encouraged, my brother, my sister. Let nothing by any means separate you from the love of Christ Jesus. Nothing and no one. Until we meet again, God be with you until we meet again.